Miller.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Lynn Miller. I'm a psychic intuitive medium. You may have seen me on various broadcasts, and I am getting to be consistent now. I'm just kind of fielding out times on Blog Talk Radio. I did a show last night, and definitely I'm thinking an evening show might be more optimal as I'm looking at the callers, or lack thereof at this point. But yes, everyone is at work. So stay tuned. I'll probably be doing an evening show on a more consistent basis. For those of you that don't know what a psychic intuitive medium is, I basically work with clients. I help guide them, answer their questions, to find what I refer to as a higher path in making decisions. You know, every day we are faced with choices, and based on those choices, I believe we draw in certain things in our future. So if we keep repeating things from the past, we get into what I refer to as a block or a cycle. And sometimes you just need to take an alternate action in order to increase kind of what I would say is a vibrational level, bring more positivity into your life. So I'm a firm believer that, you know, I think some things are, you know, kind of karmic and destined, but I believe more than half of it is based on our choices and our actions, and we can shift our path, you know, at any moment in life. Any one choice, any decision can bring something completely different in. So if you're out there and you're coming up to a big decision in your life, I also write 9 out of 10 times, your gut feeling is really accurate. And sometimes our head takes over and tells us, oh, you know, it doesn't make sense logically, or we rationalize something. And then sometimes we end up on the wrong path. I just moved out to Palm Desert, and I literally wake up every morning going, wait a minute, how did I get out here? But, you know, change is good, and we need to embrace change in our future and really let go of the past, which can be hard sometimes, especially, like I said last night, especially as we get older. So when I do a session, you know, I encourage my clients to write everything down. I get very specific names, dates. Some of it's clearer than others, but I have just learned over the years that there is placement for that somewhere. You know, every one of my clients calls me up and they're like, oh, yeah, that so-and-so, that totally makes sense. It happened and da-da-da-da. So I like confirmations on my readings. I do offer a special for Blog Talk Radio listeners and only for you guys. So if you contact me, I listed my website. I offer my email reading as a on-the-phone session introductory. So we have a lucky caller today because I look like I don't have too many. I still want to keep it to just one, maybe two questions, and we will go from there. So let me take this lovely caller. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn, it's Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm hanging in there. Good question. How am I? That's what I think I'm. Well, I can't ask a general, but is there anything you pick up around me or anything I need to know?
Well, Lori, do this for me. It helps me to tell me your location and your date of birth.
My date of birth, 6/29/60.
Yeah. Okay, and your location currently?
Now I'm in Southern California.
Okay. Well, I just feel like the past year for you has been kind of a whirlwind.
Yeah.
I'm sensing a lot of changes. There's sort of a set. Did you end a relationship or did something end? Because I'm hearing like something came to an end.
It just seems like everything did. Everything in it. But you're right. It's like everything is severed. And I feel like, I don't know how to explain the feeling.
No, I know. I know the feeling. I've been there myself. I just see, like, really so much energy around the last year for you. But the good news is I feel like there's a clearing coming in about 2 months. I get a very creative energy from you. Do you do something in the creative realm? There's a very philanthropic sense, too, as to helping people or animals. Does this make sense?
Yeah, and I do like to, I'm kind of like a very deep person. You're very, yeah.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about work, because it feels like you may have been on the wrong path.
It could be.
What were you doing, Lori, for work?
Well, I want to go back with the horses and work, but I have to wait a little while for that. But I'm a student, basically. And I took anthropology and archaeology, I like, but right now I don't even feel like that's doing anything for me. It got really mundane. And
you know, your career is going to change next year. And when you said horses, I immediately went to animals, passion, helping. I would honestly, a field for you that I get a really high vibe would be some kind of working with horses in a therapeutic manner with people.
Right on.
Yeah.
I was just going to say I'm more of a health and a science than a nutrition person. And I realize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I feel like you kind of got steered in the wrong direction, but I totally see you. And if you want to do that, there will be opportunity there. It's working with horses and therapy. Just keep that vision for yourself, because next year is going to bring a lot of that. You'll bring that around you. Finish the schooling up, but February comes a new job for you. So.
Okay, because I don't see, like, I wanted to go back and take a different degree, but I'm so over school. I mean,
yeah, I'm not feeling like it's going to make or break you. You know what I mean? I really think your focus should be on some kind of working with horses, training, therapy, look in your area. There'll be an opening there. The only other area I would go to with you is some kind of marketing or promotion.
I have a real estate license, too.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, so those two fields, just keep focusing there, and both of them will come around you, because there's an increase in finance next year. And then as far as, you know, that feels like it has to come first, and then relationship will come after.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Yeah, because I just felt like a dead wall. I hit a dead wall. So
yeah,
Yeah,
it'll change for you. I definitely feel that. And keep me posted. And, you know, if you ever want to do an in-depth session, I can get, you know, more specific. But
good luck. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Yeah, I definitely felt animals around her. And sometimes those niche jobs, you know, we think, well, where, you know, how the hell are we going to get that, you know? But honestly, if it's a passion and something you're interested in, it definitely, you'd be surprised at what the universe brings when you combine both a passion and a need. So, okay, let me go to the next caller. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hi, good afternoon, Lynn. Thank you for taking my call. This is Carolyn. How are you?
Hi, Carolyn. I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful as well. I have a question, and it's a situation that I'm a little uncomfortable with. It's regarding my business, a client, and another client that is a screenwriter, and I don't feel comfortable with him or trust him. And there's a situation going on that I feel he's taking advantage of my other client.
Yeah, I actually feel like you're right on the money with that. Is there an M initial?
No M.
Okay, because this comes through strongly. Remember that, though, around the... Do you feel like something proprietary I'm concerned about?
Yeah, but you know something. I got an attorney because I was you know, I'm pretty smart. I think I'm intuitive. It's a little bit of a knowledgeable intuition. And I got an attorney to come between both of them. But the attorney, I'm shocked that he's, unless my client, that first client, is lying to me, it's very strange, this whole thing, because I don't trust anyone. I had a dream about that. So I trust that I'm not supposed to trust this whole situation. I don't think this screenwriter, what do you feel about this? The screenwriter claims that he's selling this, how do you call it, the book being adapted to a movie.
I'm not buying it. I feel like there's a lot of talk. Keep hearing non-disclosure. Did this person sign a non-disclosure? I'm concerned about, I keep going to proprietary, like them stealing it.
Yes, that's what he's trying to do. He just wrote the screenplay based on my other client's life. He's claiming now, he came up, and I know my client comes to me. They're both my clients. This is so strange. But all of a sudden, I don't trust the other one because things came up that I just questioned. I said, no. I think you want to claim as you already did in a festival.
You need to get him out of the equation, or I would see some future legal issues. So
with me and him, or with me and him too.
It's important for you to do this by November.
Okay. So get rid of him as a client. Get rid of the screenwriter as a client, because I also have his two books, and I don't have to do anything because he claims he has no money to pay an editor. So I should get rid of him, or is it the other one? Or is it the other one, the one that did the memoir? K-H.
No, it's the other one. The other one.
B-C.
The other one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of
B-C? Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's the actual author. I think he claims that, you know, it's going to be bigger than what it is. But I should get rid of him. I feel like he has a little emotional problem, and I can't hold an intelligent conversation with him.
Yeah, no, he's very volatile, and I would just see definitely causing some issues and waves, and it's best. I do see, for whatever it's worth, something around another female you'll be working with, which feels very positive. I don't think she's come in yet. She will, and she'll have an S initial, like a Sarah or a Sandra or Sheila or something. But, hold on to that. Keep me posted, and if you want to do a full session, I'd love to, so we can get real specific.
Oh, Lynn, I remember you from the television competition. Thank you, Lynn.
Oh, you're welcome. You're stay in touch. Thank
I
you.
Will.
Take
Thank
care.
Thank you, Lynn. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to our next caller. I don't know where that zip goes. Hi there, this is Lynn. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Who am I speaking with?
Hi.
How
are you?
Who is this? I'm good.
This is
I'm
Karen.
Good. How are you? Hi, Karen.
I've got a little bit of a summer cold, but I'm okay.
Oh, summer colds. Those are miserable. Where are you located, Karen?
In Massachusetts.
I should know that. I'm from Massachusetts originally.
Oh, really? What part of Massachusetts?
I grew up in Manchester near Gloucester.
Oh, yeah, down by the ocean, yeah.
Yeah, what about you? What part are you in?
I'm actually in Newton.
Okay, yeah, my brother lives in Lincoln, so... Not
yes,
far.
Yes. Concord and all that area. Lexington.
Yeah. How come I'm
just
houses around you? And do you have a family member in real estate?
Actually, my sister that passed actually had her real estate license.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm just being shown houses and houses and real estate. She must be coming through on the other side. Is her birth,
wow,
something around birthday or anniversary coming up?
Wow. Let me see, birthday. So,
it could be yours
birthday
or your,
coming up.
Your mother? I feel like she's showing me an older female. Huh.
It might be my sister Barbara.
Oh, okay. But she is, you know, there's going to be something around location or change or somebody else coming around real estate with you. I got to tell you. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Saying this over and over, but did you have another question?
Well, my question is in regards to work. I am and have been thinking about, I have one foot out the door.
Are you in the healthcare profession?
No.
Okay, interesting, because I'm getting healthcare
around. You're not the first
around.
Person.
Huh.
Not the first person that said that. I don't know where things are going to be led for me. But I am looking, I'm looking to leave. I thought that there would have been a future for me there, but
mm-hmm.
after a year, I don't see that. I could if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But I just have no desire to. I have no desire to continue to work for this company.
It feels like a really tough energy, and I'm not liking the overall dynamic of the the people within.
Yeah.
It just feels like a lot of cattiness.
Yes.
Tell me what you do specifically, because I think I'm on a totally different path with you. What do you do specifically?
I do administrative work.
Okay, yeah, because I definitely see office, and it just feels very stuffy to me. I can tell you, like, if you choose to, there's a completely different career path for you.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I mean, I see you completely changing into something. It's more, I wonder why I went to health, you know. It's more like helping people or hospitality-ish.
This is going to sound weird, but it
might have something to do with a hotel. I'm not kidding.
Wow. Oh, that would be great. That would be awesome.
Yeah. I kind of want you to focus in that area. I mean, it could be administrative, but it's within a hotel or could even be a Marriott or in the Boston area. If you look in that area, I believe you'll find something, and it feels really good. So.
Oh, good. Good. Because that would be great. That's like right up my alley.
Yeah, I really feel that with you so strongly. So
wow.
I think if you start looking now, within 2.5 months, you'll have a new position, and it's
excellent.
Yeah, I would say Boston area. Not it's maybe a 25-minute commute.
Oh, that's good. Because
so.
I love Boston. I don't want to leave Boston. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I just love Boston.
Yeah, I miss the seafood. I tell you.
Yes. Well, there's
I really
just something
do.
About the vibe. There's just something about the vibe and the people. And I just feel that, you know, where I'm at now, I'm just not meeting any really...
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but really high-thinking, classy kind of people. I don't mean to be rude or anything, but it's when I'm in a city, there's just a vibe. I just feel like there's opportunity to meet.
Yeah, no, and I definitely once you shift and go to this new career, I mean, you're going to meet so many new connections, and I definitely see relationship, everything falling in place. So,
and that's what I'm wanting.
You're kind of been stuck where you are. So, keep me posted, and if you ever want to do a full session, we can go over specifics if there's certain jobs you're looking at, et cetera. So.
Oh, absolutely. That sounds great.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Have
Thank
a wonderful
you, Liz.
Day. You're
you
welcome.
You as well. Many
Bye.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye. Yeah, sometimes people, I just get a completely different career path. And I know sometimes I say things and people are like, what? But, yeah, definitely the energy there was leaning towards hotel. Let me take this caller. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Good. Hi, who am I speaking with?
My name is Ashil.
Hi, Ashil, how are you?
Not bad. How are you doing?
Good. What's your question?
Love.
Love.
Coming, yeah. You know, took some time off, and I'm ready to date again, and I'm trying to see what's coming up my way.
Okay. The first thing I kind of feel around you, it feels like there's somebody from the past. Were you dealing with something that took you a bit to overcome? Were there some, I don't know if it was legal issues or something tied up?
I'm going through some legal issues, but I don't know if it's tied up to someone, but maybe it will be. I don't know yet.
Okay, because I'm seeing a lot of contracts around your legal issues right now, and it feels like whether or not that's relationship tied, but it's sort of that's why the relationship thing isn't happening right now. But I'm very drawn to January with you, a possibility new relationship. But it feels honestly like the rest of this year is about clearing up things from your past. The good news is your business is going to improve, and there's a financial increase. But this stuff is going to happen first before relationship. But January is, I feel like you're meeting somebody, and there's a great relationship coming. I'm very drawn. Now, does your name have an A initial?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm also drawn to, it's like a, probably a J initial around a female. So remember that. J initial. And doesn't feel like she's too far from where you live. Maybe the most 30 minutes.
Okay.
So next year for you's relationship, the rest of this year is about contract, legal stuff, clearing, and business.
Yeah, the thing is right now I'm not working right now, but I'm looking forward to get back into have my whole business again. I did have a business before, but I had some problems with my business partner.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like you have your own business. It's not like you're more of an entrepreneur.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it feels like part of what you need to do is build that first before relationship or start to do that. And you will have another, there is a partnership, too, with this business.
Wow, it's another partnership. Okay. Hopefully someone has interest this time around.
Yeah, no, there's a definite, like, new opportunity through a partner coming. And for whatever it's worth, I'm very drawn to Las Vegas with you. I don't know why. It could be a person from there or some connection in the future. Just remember that.
Okay, I remember. So you see me getting back to work, obviously, sometime soon.
Yeah. I feel like you need to start putting that in place by the end of this year.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Keep me posted. Good luck. Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Let me go to the next caller. Hi there. This is Lynn. Hello? I might have lost that caller. I don't know. All right, we've got, see if I've got time for this one.
Hi, Lynn.
This is Lynn. Hi.
Hi. I, like the previous caller, was looking for some insight around relationship.
Okay, tell me your first name.
Trish.
Wow. Firstly, there's somebody from your past coming around, I got to tell you. If that hasn't happened yet, the energy is very strong around that for September or news around an ex. But once that's cleared, there's a new relationship coming in. It comes through an introduction, though. from a friend, probably with a B initial.
Okay.
It feels like he might have a B initial is what I'm seeing. So it might be like a Brian or a Brad or very strong around that. But the good news is you're bringing a higher caliber of men. For some reason, when I go to the past, I'm seeing men with emotional issues. I don't know if that's the case. There was one that was a drinker or had some emotional issues. I feel like that's done for you. And the men, the next relationship is definitely a higher level.
Okay. Are you picking up anything on the one I'm currently in?
Tell me his first name.
Mark.
I like his energy. I'm just concerned with his level of commitment.
Okay.
Is what I want to say. It feels like a little bit, I don't know if things have dissipated a little bit or a little back and forth kind of thing lately.
Yeah.
You may notice this. That's just fear and commitment issues based on his last relationship that he's still dealing with some stuff around.
Okay. So
I don't know. I feel like you might get tired of that at some point, and there's a new energy coming in. Look out for a B initial.
Okay, I will. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. And
you too.
Keep in touch. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, everybody, thank you for tuning in. And, you know, that's just a little tip of the iceberg. And like I said, I am offering a special only for Blog Talk Radio listeners. I listed my website, and I can get more specific on anything that we might have tapped into with dates and go into the past a little bit more. If you are all interested, hit me up on my website, lynnmillerpsychic.com, or my email is millerangel33@yahoo.com. And remember, the special only applies to Blog Talk Radio listeners. And so much more comes through in a half hour or hour session than it does on these, kind of general calls. So if there's something we talked about today where you want a little more clarification, locations, things to look out for more, please feel free to contact me, and I will offer that special if you mention Blog Talk Radio. So I wish everyone a wonderful day. Make it a great day and find your higher path. Take care.